In early April 2009, I undertook an SRV course with Flyo in Annecy. I chose the course because it was a mixture of pilotage and SRV. Before the course, all 8 participants were required to fill out a questionnaire which analysed our experience as pilots, our expectations of the course, and also our worries. My list of worries was quite long. I was terrified of doing a full stall, and I've been avoiding doing an SIV course in case it puts me off paragliding forever. As an ex-hang glider pilot, it seems profoundly unnatural to me to actually try and make the glider bend itself out of shape when I spend all the rest of my flying time trying to keep it open above my head. I finally decided to take the plunge because I will be flying in Spain in July and have a new wing, so it seemed to make sense to get prepared for any potentially rough conditions. Here are a couple of my fellow course attendees, Pat Dower and Jeff Minchell, discussing what they hope to get out of the course.
For me, it was I wanted a check on my skills. I've been flying a long time. I've done quite a lot of the SIV manoeuvres as best you can, not in the safest of environments, not with any expert instruction, so self-taught really. And I really felt I needed someone just to check what I was doing and to push me a bit to develop my skills a bit further. And I've got particular things in mind because I fly in competition, I push hard on the bar a lot, and so in strong conditions, so there's a chance of getting into a bit of a pickle. So I wanted to practice my accelerated asymmetrics. I mean, I've had them and I've never got into any problems, but I thought I just would like to become a bit more dialed in and maybe even get to the point where I'm happy to practice them over land, which I'm not at the moment. And the other big worry that I've got is having a cravat, which I've never ever had a cravat, and I wanted to be able to stall confidently because often that's the only way you can clear a cravat. So I just wanted to practice that in a safe environment rather than having to do it in anger for the first time.
Jeff Minchell.
I've been thinking that I should do an SIV course for some years. One of the things about paragliding is that it's very, very easy to learn to fly paragliders, but actually very hard to master them, to learn to fly them really well in a range of conditions. And whilst I've flown paragliders a lot in the last few years, I've actually flown them in quite a narrow range of conditions. I've always been very cautious. And I wanted to learn more about how the glider would fly in turbulent conditions and stronger conditions, and it seemed like the SIV course was the safest place to actually try that out.
So when you booked the course, what were your expectations of what it would be like? What did you actually expect would happen?
I thought it would be quite difficult and quite scary because I've always wanted to keep the glider flying above my head. I've never wanted to see it in front of me or anything like that. And I knew that on the SIV course, we would be forcing it into doing collapses and into doing lots of things that normally I would not want to do. So I was very apprehensive about the course.
When we actually started the course, we didn't go through the manoeuvres I was expecting, but instead we worked on pitch control by swinging the glider back and forth and then learning to control surges by exiting spiral dives very badly. We soon realised that what Fabian, our instructor, had in mind for us was to gradually build our skills and readiness for much bigger and more radical manoeuvres. For example, if you stall a glider and you get it wrong, it's essential to control the surge of the glider so as not to fall into the wing. We then practised controlling rotations and maintaining direction, all the essentials for when things go wrong. Here is Pat describing more of the course structure and philosophy.
It worked on skill development for me. It wasn't about going through a series of manoeuvres, ticking the boxes, yeah, done a sat, done a stall. It was about building skills around each manoeuvre and building it incrementally where possible. It's a bit hard to be incremental with a stall, but say with the exercises with locked-in spirals and controlling that, you know, to simulate a locked-in spiral with a big collapse or a locked-in spiral with a cravat, even worse, and just to simulate it and get used to the sensations and the control effort that's needed and actually the control that is possible in those situations. And we built up to that bit by bit with tighter and tighter spirals. You know, so we weren't being asked to do, you know, the most horrific spiral on the first flight. We were gradually working up to it and gaining our confidence and building our skills like that. And I thought that was really, really nicely done.
I have to say I was very relieved that we did build it up so gradually, because I was terrified of doing a full stall, and I'm still very relieved that I didn't actually have to do one, you know, that I wasn't pushed into it, because I really, you know, I clearly wasn't ready for it.
That was a good point, because Fabienne pushed us, but only just a bit beyond where we were, rather than going mad. And also he held us all back at times. Like, I think most of us have put things on our list that we didn't actually do in the end, because I mean, I think if we'd have insisted, he would have taken us there. But really, we were thinking about actually learning more of the basic skills. And, you know, these other things are things for the future, maybe. I know of SIV courses where they've done SATs, you know, on the first or second day. And, okay, they've successfully done a SAT and they've successfully recovered from it. But I would wager, with not actual much understanding of it and not actually having developed a repeatable skill, because they've been talked through it by an instructor without having a lot of the basic skills honed first.
So, what did we learn? I learned a lot about my equipment, not only about my glider and the fact that, thankfully, it really likes to fly and it takes a huge effort to collapse it and make it do things it shouldn't be doing. I'd mistakenly thought that we would have to take off our cocoons from the harness to do the course. Not so, and it makes a big difference on how the glider reacts if you fly with a pod. I also learned a lot about recovery of the glider in certain situations, for example, if the glider goes parachutal. Here's Jeff talking about what he got out of the course.
I thought it was a really excellent course, and I certainly learnt a lot about how the glider does behave and how a glider really wants to fly. But I also learnt how to recover it if something really did go wrong. It gave me a lot more confidence in the glider and how it wants to fly and how to let it recover in situations where it's gone into collapses. But it also made me more aware of what inputs I needed to make at certain times, what inputs and when I should avoid making inputs. I also learnt how to do things which I've always avoided doing in the past, like, for example, spiral dives. One of the things I've always been worried about on the paragliders is getting sucked into clouds and not being able to get down. And obviously a spiral dive is one of the techniques that you need to be able to get away from being sucked into cloud, to avoid being sucked into cloud. And it was worthwhile doing it for that alone. But yes, I learned a lot about how the glider behaves in conditions where it's not flying properly.
Here's Pat Dower's view on what he learned.
Oh, the course was absolutely fantastic. There's certainly my confidence in the big collapses is definitely heightened. I think I would have handled them fine before, but now I can be more confident about that, and I'm definitely more skilled. The area that I still feel I need a lot more practice on is the stalls. A stall for me is still, you know, still something that I need to think quite hard about, and I've not got that nailed. It's not in, you know, it's not automatic, the routine for the stall now. So I definitely need some more work on that. And what I'd like to do is get to the point where I could use it as a recovery without really worrying about it too much. So more work needed on that one. I think the other thing is, actually, when I do SIV again, which I will, I might actually repeat quite a lot of the manoeuvres that we've done. And this time I'll do it on an AND wing and then see how I get on. And if it's fine, I'll be able to progress more quickly into other things and certainly get some more practice in on stalls. I enjoyed the stalls. I think it was really, really good to get one wrong as well. I thought that was a really valuable experience. Well, when I say I got it wrong, my recovery was starting asymmetrically. So rather than let it continue, I decided to restall the glider, which was one of the things that I wanted to be able to do, was stall it from a bad situation. And actually, that was really, really hard to do that. And to actually, the amount of power in the recovering side of the wing meant that I actually didn't get my arm locked. And so that ended up surging again. So that's why I ended up with a bit of a mess and twisted risers. And that tells me I need some more practice with with stalls, definitely. But even though that was good, I mean, once I got my hands up and the glider sort of got into a rough position, I could get out the twists, and then I was all right. The other big thing is how easy it was to get focused on the glider and what you're doing, and sorting it all out and not monitoring your height. And that is a lasting lesson. You'd think you would automatically keep a check on, oh, where's the ground. It's very easy to forget that. I wasn't thinking about that. Now, you might say, oh, well, you're over water and you've got the instructor there and, you know, he's on the radio, so it's not a big issue. But, you know, you've always got to have that as your number one check before you're doing anything with the glider, because, you know, it's reserve time if there's any doubt.
One of the things that was a good lesson for me was just, you know, how fast you actually descend. And, you know, it's a shame that we didn't have a varial with us, because I would have really have liked to have known how much height I was actually losing and how fast I was losing it. And I think now, having seen what I saw on the SIV course, I'm far more likely to pull my chute.
If you have a collapse and you've not recovered it almost instantly first attempt, then yeah, some collapses come out virtually straight away before you'd even have a chance to think about your reserve. But once you've gone past that point, yeah. I mean, I suppose the one rider on that is, once you've done that, you've lost your control over where you're going to land.
Yeah.
Which is relatively minor compared to probable consequences of piling in with a locked in spiral. You know, ideally, what we'd like is to have sufficient wherewithal to do that. You know, that instant thing. Oh, it hasn't come out. Right. How high am I? Okay, I've got plenty of height. Then try and deal with it. How high am I? Keep so you can rationally and calmly make the assessment, check the wing, try and sort it out, assess the height again, and keep doing that. And if you can't do that, if you're under the stress of the situation of it, you know, you've had a big collapse, you've got yourself into a right mess. If you can't assess it rationally, then the default position has to be reserved, doesn't it?
I found I didn't only learn about the mechanics of glider recovery, tips and tricks, but I also learned a lot about myself as a person and as a pilot. I've always viewed myself as fairly brave and as having a fairly strong personality. It never occurred to me that I wouldn't be able to do all the manoeuvres required. What I discovered was that I have an extremely well-developed sense of self-preservation, and that I was usually already instigating the recovery of the glider whilst trying to bend it out of shape. For example, I would be pulling an asymmetric with my right hand and be already braking the left side without even realising it. Apparently, I have a good feeling for active piloting, but I clearly missed out on some of the manoeuvres because I couldn't make myself do them radically enough. Next time, eh? So, did the others have the same experience? Here's Pat. Do you feel that you changed as a pilot?
Not massively, but it's been an area of my skills that I've wanted to work on for a while, and I'm actually deeply ashamed that it's taken me this long to go and do the course. But I've done it now, and it's given me a focus on continuing to develop those skills to make me a more rounded pilot. So I wouldn't say it's fundamentally changed me, but it's got me going on a road that I wanted to go down a bit more, and that's become a more rounded pilot, be happier with some of the more extreme bits of glider behaviour, you know, that you're going to get in cross-country flying in strong conditions, pushing the bar, and just, you know, hopefully be able to avoid them in the first place, but just it being less of a big deal for me, and be me less likely to make a mistake, and be less likely to get stressed and make bad decisions. For example, not throwing the reserve when really that's the best thing to do. Yeah, in terms of confidence, I don't know really whether I'm more confident. I definitely have progressed. There's no doubt that I've learnt a lot more. I find it very reassuring in a way, because I learned a lot of what I was doing was right. There were little adjustments to things that I could do, but it was reassuring from that point of view. And I'd just like to keep on practicing and, you know, continue to be a safer pilot, really.
And here's Jeff's views on how he is as a pilot after the SIV course.
I think it gave me more confidence in the paraglider. I've always been, coming from a hang gliding background, I've always been a little nervous about flying paragliders. They've never seemed quite as safe to me as hang gliders do, certainly not in the air. So I'm not sure I learned much about myself as a pilot, but it will certainly change the way I fly paragliders in the sense that it will make me more confident about them and more aware of the limitations and what they can do and what they can't do.
So we all thought it was a great success and we all learnt lots. A few final words on the actual course that we did from Pat and myself.
I sort of did a lot of research about different SIV approaches by different schools, different instructors. And so I knew what to expect from that point of view. And I think that was why I was so anxious to go to this particular instructor at school, because I think that their approach is top drawer. And, I don't think anyone went home disappointed. It wasn't quite what everyone expected, but those with the experience of having done SIV in the past were all saying, this is just a class above what they've done before. And that's great to have their perspective on that. And certainly my research suggested that's what we were getting. And I'm in no way disappointed. It exceeded my expectations. And that was hard to do.
When you said earlier about just going through set manoeuvres, that's not what I wanted. And I was really pleased that he really sat down and thought about what we needed and really tried to get us, to progress us in terms of what we were going to learn. And although I didn't do as much as everybody else because I found it very difficult to force myself into the manoeuvres, I still felt that I learned a huge amount in those 3 days. And like you said, it just completely exceeded my expectations.
I think what it consolidated for me is something I've believed for a long time, is that every pilot above a certain level should be doing more advanced training. The thought of people, getting their CP and never ever doing any real proper training beyond that, it just horrifies me, really. Now, I know a lot of pilots do SIV, and I think that's a really good thing. However, doing the sort of course that we did, that type of SIV, I think, is just even more valuable. Really, really good. I think it'll have helped us all immensely. And I can see me becoming almost evangelical. I can see me becoming very boring about all of this, because I'm going to be telling everyone, get your pilot skills developed in some way or another. And I'm very keen to spread the word, really, because I think there's pilots flying around out there with their head in the sand in terms of what could happen to them. And for me, the clear indicator is the number of pilots each year that spiral into the ground, either with a cravat or a locked-in auto-rotation after a big collapse, without being able to pull out of that. And with the training that we had, they'd be much, much more likely to understand how to pull out of it, to not be too phased by it, to realise just how much effort is needed on the brake to pull out of a locked-in auto-rotation and not be freaked out by that and to control it and take control. It just looks so necessary to me, that sort of training, when you look at the sort of accidents that pilots have.
I concur with Pat, and I would thoroughly recommend SIV, and particularly pilotage with SIV, for any pilot with a bit of experience. I found the course nerve-wracking, but I'm immensely glad I did it. It certainly made me a better pilot, and I'll consider doing another course in the future. And maybe I'll even do a full stall. But then again, I'll think about it.